This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are talking sports with the sports editor from the Daily Item of Lynn, Steve Krause. Steve, good to talk to you.
How you doing, Bill?
Great. Well, Steve, I know you're at the Red Sox opener on Monday, and the season opener, home opener, both the same event. And I guess it's all's well in Red Sox country, at least for 48 hours here.
Right. The one good thing about opening day is they give the players the next day off so they can go take care of all their personal stuff. So you have one day either to bask in the glow of the win or line up on the ledge if they lose. So this year it's the glow. There's nobody out on the ledge yet.
But you see, I look at that as that this was the day for if it were to rain. So thank goodness the weatherman reversed things and we got the rain on the day off. And it may all just work out for the Red Sox and Pirates, at least for Wednesday. But who knows? We're not weathermen and whatever.
Yeah.
Nor do we play them, right?
No, and I wouldn't want to be one because it seems to me that every time they make a prediction, it's wrong.
Oh, Steve, you're rough. I think it would be fun to be a weatherman with the technology and the L's and the moving and the future cast. Oh, come on, Steve. Well, if you were to future cast this spring sports season here on the North Shore, what would you say? You know, sometimes in future cast, what happened last year happens again the following year.
I would say rain. I think.
Let me say wet fields. Speaking of weather, I mean, this is going to be a mess pretty soon here.
Yeah, and it's supposed to do this again on Thursday, too. So, yeah, they're going to be. Is there a crew team on the. As far as what happens in the spring goes, I like St. Mary's softball. They get that pitcher, Mia Nowicki, who's back. She's probably one of the best pitchers around. And softball is one of those games that's dominated by one pitcher. Yeah. Baseball, I think classical should be good. They have some talent. They lost some talent, but they have some talent back.
Yeah.
English, they have to do better than they did last year. It was a tough year for English last year. I think they'll be better this year. Lynn Tech looks like it's on the upswing. After some very down years. And then St. Mary's baseball is St. Mary's baseball. They're always good. They have a good system over there and a good program.
Yeah. What a winter St. Mary's sports had. In fact, if you look at in North Shore, I mean, I look at it, say, from Newburyport all the way down to Winthrop, they were their school, I think, had the last two teams standing in the tournaments.
At one point, they had all four teams left, boys and girls, basketball and hockey. Take St. Mary's from the entire year, and the football team goes to the Super Bowl. The soccer teams both go deep in the tournament. Basketball goes to the state final for boys, girls to states the North semis, and hockey. Boys hockey wins the whole thing. Yeah, pretty impressive what they do over there. There's a couple of things about them that I think, one, they know their level. I mean, the teams that aren't up in Division I aren't looking to be in Division I or anything like that. And two, there's a consistency of coaches. Mark Lee's been coaching for 31 years in hockey. You know, Dave Brown is an alumnus, so he understands the ethic over there. Jeff, obviously, Jeff Newhall. And, it's a pretty tight group of guys and women, so that they're consistently on the same page. And when you have that type of a system, I think winning kind of comes out of that. I don't think you win just because. I think you win because of, and I hate to use them as an example, because not everybody loves them, but I think you look at a team like the Patriots and you say that, you know, winning comes out of a system that is or a culture, you know, and they have a very good culture over at St. Mary's.
Yeah. No, you're right. And you look back, Steve, because you go back a ways. As I do, it wasn't all that long ago that they were not the powerhouse in sports that they are right now across the board, as you point out, from fall to winter and on into spring.
Well, I remember writing a column about maybe 20 years ago, maybe even longer than that, saying that they should disband the football program because they had gone through three seasons and not had one win. And I found out that once the team finally caught fire and started turning it around, that the coach, Mike Stellato, read that column to his players at the beginning of every season as kind of motivation. So, yeah, they went through some tough times, both as a school and as an athletic program, and good for them for coming out of it the way they did.
Yeah, no, and it's clearly, you look at this culture of the school, and athletics is a big part of it, and that's, hey, that's great. I mean, other private schools on the North Shore have also done very well with that, such as Fenwick, with a, think of all the great field improvements, facility improvements they've had other than their gym, which, you know, it's still the same footprint, but it's been updated. But and then the prep as well, you know, these three top North Shore private schools, you know, have really done very well with athletics.
Well, yeah, it's one of the strong selling points. So I don't, I mean, they have to keep one step ahead. That's why when a team like Arlington, which won the Super 8 this year, that's when you get a team like Arlington, you really have to appreciate what they've done. Or Braintree for the last 2 years in Super 8 baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they beat the prep both times, which is a sore subject, but, you know, you have to tip your hat to them for breaking through that wall that kind of separates, or people think separates, the Catholics from the private. So whenever a team breaks through it and wins, you have to give them credit. You have to tip your hat.
Now, you also got Mark Lee, their hockey coach, going into the Hall of Fame. I know you had that story in the item just a few days ago.
Yeah, and again, you know, long time coming. I mean, he took a program that was, I mean, you talk about the football. The hockey team was pretty close to being moribund, too, when he took it over. And it didn't take him 31 years to reach this level. It just took him 31 years to win a state title. But he had turned that program around and had it going in the right direction for a long, long time. This is just the culmination of all of his efforts. And, again, congratulations to him. Yeah. He deserves it.
Right. And if you look at that school and you say, where are they going to be in hockey, you would not figure out that they would be as successful at that level as they are in hockey. So, to their credit.
Well, I think it's that's the only sport, really, where they can play with the big boys. I mean, I mean, it's a Catholic school. You know, you get to pick and choose who comes. And, you know, so that the kids that can't play at the prep or don't want to sit on the bench at the prep, next place they go is St. Mary's, and they get a nice welcome mat rolled out for them. And I don't criticize that. I think it's great. I you know, it certainly makes things interesting.
Yeah. Steve, anything else on spring sports? We mentioned we started with you know, the St. Mary's softball team, I think it was, but you got lacrosse that was finally started. But I think baseball is going to be on hold for a little while here, even though some teams aren't scheduled yet till later in the week or whatever. But obviously, I don't know if there's any other thoughts from you on spring sports as we look ahead.
No, I think to me it's a wait and see thing. There are so many more variables with spring sports than there are in winter or fall because of the weather. I mean, you can play football in a little rain. You know, obviously in the wintertime, everything's indoors, it doesn't matter. But you can play soccer in the rain. You know, you can play, but you know what? You can't run track in the rain because most of the tracks aren't, you know. You certainly can't play tennis in the rain.
Yeah.
Really difficult to play baseball in a monsoon, although I've seen it done with terrible results. So, and then, you know, rainouts mess up pitching, and rainouts, you know, you get to the last part of the season, you're playing 4 games in 5 weeks, and everybody's exhausted. So teams that were supposed to be good, sometimes attrition gets in the way. So I find that of all the teams, of all the seasons, baseball is a crapshoot.
You know what I was thinking, Steve, this week is that, you know, if we could, you know, maybe you and me, if we could get some investors together, we could build a dome over at the Salem State baseball field, their nice new turf stadium, or go up to Endicott, I don't care where it is, and we just rent it out to the high schools and all the other teams for the month of April.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that would work or not? Do you think that's a good business plan or not?
You'd have to have probably two or three. You'd have to have one at Salem State. You'd have to have one at Endicott. You probably have to have one at Tufts. Wouldn't be a bad thing to do Frazier Field. Now you got four of them, and now you can play doubleheaders. You might be able to get them in.
All right, there you go. All right, Steve, always good talking with you, and we'll check in again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.